It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Investigators plan to discuss their initial findings in the fatal movie set shooting in New Mexico, in which Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun, killing a cinematographer and wounding the director. The news conference is scheduled for today by law enforcement officials and promises the first detailed public comments by investigators about the killing of 42-year-old Helena Hutchins during a rehearsal at a New Mexico ranch. The inaugural 10x25 Creativity Conference took place at the Las Cruces Convention Center earlier this month. The conference brought together local entrepreneurs, artists, educators, and politicians for a chance to share their stories and inspire more people to follow their passions. KRWG public media scholar Noah Reyes reports.
With such a diverse and unique group of people at the 10x25 Creativity Conference, keynote speaker Beto Paredes hopes some of the ideas shared will become a reality.
Well, the Creative Conference is really about bringing people together at the intersection, metaphorically, of I-10 and I-25. It really is bringing together business entrepreneurship as well as the arts. And in many ways, entrepreneurship is more like art than it is science.
Paredes is no stranger to entrepreneurship. Having started many successful endeavors, he now teaches at New Mexico State University.
I also worked as a telecom executive throughout Latin America. I worked on Wall Street and did a few other things and went back for school and eventually launched the first regional venture fund in this region of the Southwest. And about 3 years ago, I started teaching entrepreneurship at New Mexico State University.
One example of the mix between art and entrepreneurship can be seen in Jerry Prochazka's video game development company, Ganymede Games, based in Las Cruces.
We are an independent game development studio, started with a kind of industry veterans here in Las Cruces, of all places. We did a multi-state tour, Arizona, Texas. We're thinking about even going back to California, but fell in love with Las Cruces, and that's how we got here.
Local musicians also attended the Creativity Conference. Artist, model, and musician A. Billy Free shared her journey as a businesswoman and where she hopes to be in the future.
I've been doing music since a little girl. Going into college, I went to a liberal arts school. It didn't really click for me that music could be a career. So after I finished my studies, I was always still involved in music and bands and stuff. But after I finished my studies, I said, hey, you know, I can make a livelihood from this.
An often misunderstood aspect of entrepreneurship is networking. Tech and sales professional Otilio Reyes says networking combined with persistence is key to a successful business.
Usually when people hear the word networking, you think of going to events where you just hand out business cards and connect with as many people as possible. I think that is a key component of networking, but I think networking goes a little farther. When you connect with somebody and you're really genuinely interested, you learn from them. And then if you start thinking of those people when you're connecting with other people, you're able to connect people to opportunities.
The 10x25 Creativity Conference allows local professionals a chance to share their wisdom. And the speakers have lots of advice for people just starting out.
In the random walk that is everybody's upbringing and life, looking at that randomness in retrospect, you find that every opportunity, every challenge, every setback is really a defining moment for you to make new decisions and find your path. That randomness really creates a tapestry of really beautiful things.
Creativity is often one of those skills that seems in many ways like a high risk, but a lot of the world's problems that we actually are encountering require creativity. I mean, a lot of the problems and a lot of the opportunities are things we've never done before. And the only way to really do something you haven't done before is through creativity.
You don't have to have a lot of material things. You can use what you have and sort of build off of that. And for me, that is a lot more rewarding when you're not going out, sort of breaking the bank. You just use what you have, use your own networking skills, use life skills in order to build your career.
I think this is a great conference for Las Cruces. I think there is a lot of really interesting people here that are very smart. I think if we incentivize entrepreneurship and keep kind of bringing some of these type of conference into the region, we can kind of open Las Cruces up to some of the things that are available out there.
The 10 by 25 Creativity Conference highlights the important connection between entrepreneurship and creativity. With more events in the future, hopes that this conference will grow into something bigger are on the rise. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Noah Race.